President Trump's effort to bypass lawmakers with a national emergency declaration brings the battle to federal court. Democrats, environmentalists, and property owners will face the Trump administration in courtrooms across the country, arguing his redirection of funds without legislative authorization is unlawful. More from Stephen Nelson, White House reporter at the Washington Examiner. Stephen, what happens next in all this?
That's a big question. If President Trump's forecast is accurate, he will lose before courts in the Ninth Circuit before he hopes winning at the Supreme Court. That is his guess. Typically, you don't hear a potential defendant predicting that they're going to lose battles in court, but he's saying that that's what he expects, and he expects to ultimately be victorious at the Supreme Court.
Will it come down to, I guess, a question about defining what an emergency is?
So it will come down to many different things. One of the most basic issues is standing. Who has a right to sue here? Who is harmed by there being an emergency declared? If lawmakers try to sue, they could be found to lack standing because they are able to do something about this. They can just pass a resolution overriding the emergency. Once the standing issues are resolved, the question, of course, is whether judges should review the president's ability to declare an emergency at all before even reaching the threshold question. Some legal experts, at least, believe that the judges would not judge whether the threshold has been met because they will have deemed the president's ability to declare an emergency a political question that just shouldn't be reviewed by courts.
Explain what you referenced just a moment ago about the possibility of Congress doing some sort of override instead of going to the court.
Sure. So Congress can pass a resolution disapproving of the National Emergency Declaration. It, of course, would sail right through the Democratic House. I would go to the Republican Senate, where there are Republican defectors, and, it quite possibly could pass there, too. The Senate would have to take it up, presumably would pass, and President Trump would then, of course, veto it. So that is an option that legislators have to override Trump. But the fact that that remedy exists may undercut the ability of Congress people to actually sue.
We're speaking with Stephen Nelson, White House reporter at the Washington Examiner. He's written a piece entitled "Trump Bust Congressional Gridlock, Moving Wall Brawl into Court." Somebody in your story referenced this could destroy the precedent for emergency. Explain that.
Sure. Well, of course, there are, various, restraints that, aren't necessarily legal restraints, but, they're just traditional things that people don't do because, they're afraid of what may happen when the other party gets in control. During this wall debate, of course, President Trump wanted to end the 60-vote threshold in the Senate to end debate. He wanted it just to be a majority, and Mitch McConnell refused because he knew what would happen if Democrats become in control of the Senate. They would do the exact same thing. So here the argument is, of course, that, if President Trump is declaring an emergency for this, Democrats can declare an emergency for something else, and Nancy Pelosi was pretty explicit about the possibility of that happening.
You said, too, that, there could be this court battle, which maybe goes to the Ninth Circuit, maybe goes to the Supreme Court. But you referenced, too, there could be property litigation here also.
Yes, and that's somewhat a different matter. In 2006, I believe it was, Congress passed legislation to fund border fencing rather than a border wall, border fencing, and it took more than a decade to resolve land rights issues with property owners who did not want the fencing on their property. So, aside from the question of whether the emergency declaration is, legal, there's the question of whether the government can take the land that's required for the wall.
With the limiting of these physical barriers to the Rio Grande Valley, right, which is, I think, what the recent agreement was that was signed, what about him going after now, what, $8 billion in total? Does that open up different land for barriers to be built?
Yes. So the $1.4 billion approximately that Congress approved for border barrier funds, that was for a 55-mile stretch in Texas along the Rio Grande Valley. So the $8 billion in total, which is actually, it's $6.4 billion. I think, yeah, I'm doing the math right. It's $6.4 billion of additional money that presumably would go elsewhere. The White House had a background call explaining the declaration and they did not specify where exactly the wall is going. They were careful to specify that it will be a steel barrier, which we, of course, have heard President Trump talk a lot about.
Thanks, Stephen. Stephen Nelson, White House reporter at The Washington Examiner.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.